This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The COVID-19 situation at Manchester's Valley Street Jail has changed dramatically this week. At least 102 inmates have tested positive, and at least 27 staff have also tested positive with the virus. Many questions remain, including why this outbreak got so big so fast. NHPR's Sarah Gibson has been reaching out to jail officials, lawyers, and inmates, and she joins me now to tell us what she knows. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Peter.
So first, Valley Street is not the only correctional facility with an outbreak in New Hampshire. What's the situation in jails and prisons generally?
So in the prisons, which are operated by the state, we've seen cases since the beginning of the pandemic. There have been about 250 confirmed cases in the New Hampshire State Prison for Men in Concord. And the state prison in Berlin has also been dealing with an outbreak. They've seen over 150 cases since March. And then we have the county jails. These are operated by each county. And currently we have known outbreaks in Merrimack County, Stratford County, and then the big one in Hillsborough County at Valley Street Jail.
Okay, so there are outbreaks at various locations. Why does Valley Street Jail stand out?
Well, it's the biggest, but it also grew really quickly. So large-scale testing didn't start until about a week ago. And since then, at least half of the inmates there have been identified as having COVID-19. And we're still awaiting more test results. So it could be actually worse than we know now. And in fact, staff aren't being tested on a large scale until tomorrow. So the numbers are likely to go up. And right now, my understanding is that if you have tested positive or have had an exposure to someone with a positive case, i.e. most everyone in the jail at this point, you're in quarantine for about 22 hours a day, i.e. you're in your cell probably with another inmate, and then you're allowed in the common area of the unit for 2 hours a day. And we've heard from the jail that people who are negative and positive are only sharing the common space with masks. However, I've heard otherwise from attorneys.
And do we know how many inmates are really sick and what kind of medical care they're getting?
Well, it's a little unclear for a couple reasons. The jail isn't sharing a ton of information. Attorneys are having a hard time getting information as well. And this is a really fluid situation as an outbreak. So most of what I know has come from jail administrators under oath in the last couple of weeks. They say that when an inmate has severe symptoms, an inmate would either have a doctor's appointment or be sent to the hospital. Many cases, they say, are asymptomatic, which isn't that surprising given what we know about COVID-19. However, I am hearing that many inmates are worried and are experiencing symptoms. I've heard of fevers, loss of taste and smell. An inmate I spoke to earlier today said that he was tested on New Year's Eve, came back positive. He said, yeah, we have been feeling horrible. I felt awful for days, lost my sense of taste and smell. But I've been in this jail long enough to know that even if I asked for Tylenol, I'm probably not going to get it. So based on that, it's very possible that a lot of symptoms are just being underreported. So we don't totally know who maybe needs more medical assistance.
And what have lawyers told you about access to their clients during the pandemic?
That's been a major concern. So just as a reminder, the majority of inmates in Valley Street Jail are pre-trial, which means they're charged, not yet sentenced, and there are a lot of meetings they need to have with their lawyers. And the lawyers say the phone system is really unreliable, so the best way to get information to or from their clients is in person. That's kind of tricky when there's an outbreak. So even though there have been separations so that there's a no contact meeting in that jail, a lot of attorneys are really concerned about showing up in person. Superintendent Willie Scurry has said that he's working on improving the phone system so that lawyers can more easily talk to their clients.
And what else is being done to improve the situation?
So the state health department says they're managing the outbreak now, but they did not step in until last week when we started hearing of more cases. But there is this question whether or not the outbreak could have been prevented or managed quite differently. The jail says it's been following CDC and state health guidelines, but that's not true. Under oath, they've actually said that inmates were denied masks up until the fall. There was not a sufficient screening process for staff. And there is talk of a possible lawsuit against the jail because of how this has been handled. So we will be keeping tabs on how this is affecting both the jail staff and the inmates in the weeks to come.
NHPR's Sarah Gibson, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Peter.